Well, good morning. I am Heather Newman, and this is the hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, episode number 191. Be brave, be bold, be bright, and bring the joy. We're going to talk today about embracing your own unique journey.
You're listening to the hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, your go-to source for all things health and fitness transformation, with certified nutrition coach and specialist turned online fitness planning mentor, Heather Newman. Heather's goal is to empower women like you to take control of your overall health and fitness strategy. Tune in each week for a realistic approach as she shares tips and tools to glitter your soul and add sparkle to your life. Let's get unstuck. You are not a treat. So let's learn to move, change, and find true happiness by creating a vision and living your dreams. For blog posts, exclusive offers, fitness strategies, monthly VIP challenges, at-home workout plans, and more, be sure to subscribe to glitteryou.com. Now tighten that ponytail, embrace a more fulfilled and positive approach to life, and let's get happy. Here's your host, Heather Newman.
Hello there, my beautiful tone babes. Welcome back to the hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, a podcast for all you ladies in the second half of life who are ready to take responsibility for your own well-being and create a life that you love living. I am here to help motivate women just like you to look good and feel fabulous in this second half of life. I am your host, Heather Newman, and after spending the first 48 years of my life being a complete people pleaser and living with a scarcity mindset, I was stuck and ready for a change. I reinvented myself, I stopped outsourcing my happiness, and I've been brave enough to live a different kind of life. I will be here each week to help you do the exact same thing. So grab your headset or your earbuds, lace up those sneakers, tighten that ponytail, and let's do this. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hey there, before I forget, I want to tell you about the 7 habits that changed my life back in 2017 before I hit the age of 50. I am currently 54. And if you have the Brain Dump and the I Am notebooks, you can find them all over on Amazon, then you already have an idea of what these are that I consistently and continuously speak to. You have probably already seen the impacts they have on your own life. But if you're new here, I wanted to let you know that I created the I Am to-do list and Brain Dump notebook to help you get started the same exact way that I did. There are 7 fundamentals of Tone Babe Wellness. I've been putting these into practice now since 2017 and finally started sharing with my Daily Unleash Habits planners, journals, and notebooks back in 2020 with my community and clients that I coach. It has helped completely change and transform my ability as well as theirs to stay in the game, to show up, and to continue staying motivated. When I don't feel motivated, these 7 habits are my routine now and I rely on them every single day. The Duh Planner, Brain Dump, and I Am Affirmation notebooks are super simple and they are such a huge part of my daily habits of 7. I call it my DAHO 7. I teach these DAHO 7 habits to each and every Tone Babe inside of the Tone Online Studio at toneandten.com. That's T-O-N-E, the letter N, 10.com. And if you want, you can ask any of them. You can message any of them and ask how this has impacted their lives by simply using this same framework. The DAHO 7 can be used by anyone and everyone, any age, in any chapter or season of life. The biggest thing that I see when I speak to women in my one-on-one sessions is how confused they are with so many different opinions and options and just the social media freaking overcomplicated regimes they feel like they need to follow. And then 99% of the time, they're just confused and overwhelmed. And it's just too much noise going on. So what happens? They simply do nothing. They change nothing. They don't have a clear vision for where they want to be. I can help you with that. I was there once too. I just wasn't really aware. I didn't get curious about why I felt the way I felt. But once you are aware, you're ready to dive in and make changes. It's just about figuring out what works for you. And again, I can help you with that. So Even as I talk about my daily habits of seven here, I truly believe that these are the fundamentals of wellness for most people. However, if these aren't working for you, let's try to find out something that does work for you, right? It's about consistency. With my daily habits of seven method and by using these simple tools, and once they actually become a part of your everyday routine and new lifestyle habits, that is where the benefit is. It does take practice, just like working out, just like making a new change in your life, which we're going to talk about today. I like to use these and call them stacked habits. Stacked habits don't happen. We don't go balls to the wall and like change all of our habits overnight. It's not so much that each of these habits on their own will change your life, but more that the consistency and over time of all of them combined, once you've got them stacked one by one by one all together, takes time. You got to have some patience. This will turn into the habits, putting your wellness on complete freaking autopilot. So I hope that these mini stackable habits that I teach help you, and know that I am sending you so much love. Let's get into today's podcast. All right. I am so excited and so happy. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, that if you are here, you are completely a wonderful soul. My name is Heather Newman, and today's podcast is going to be a heart-to-heart about embracing your uniqueness and the courage it takes to live authentically. Thanks for tuning in to the Hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, episode number 191. Be brave, be bold, be bright. We're going on a journey today. It's not just about me. It's about all of us and the paths that we are walking. If you haven't checked out my recent blog post on glitteryou.com, I encourage you to dive in over there. Be sure to subscribe because, hello, Facebook and Instagram shut down yesterday and we don't own them or anything on those platforms. So back up your photos. We don't own them. They own us. And I don't want to lose touch with you guys ever. So the blog posts are titled Yoga Part 1 through 5 so far. We might have some more coming soon too. So stay tuned for that. And again, please be sure that you are subscribed at glitteryou.com so you don't miss out on those. I'm not holding back because I stand for women being brave and bold and standing to share their personal stories and journeys to be brave and to be bright with no judgment, you guys. So picture this, okay? Recently, I shared a part of my life that I usually keep to myself. I usually keep most things close and sacred. You guys know this about me. I get on here, I talk about health and fitness and lifestyle. I talk about being courageous in the second half of life. And I don't tend to share a lot of my personal family things or journeys. Every now and then I talk to you guys here because I know if you're listening here, like you are one of my people. You are definitely one of my BFFs. But recently, I shared on my personal blog that I've had since, 2011-ish, why I don't do yoga, or why I don't practice yoga. It was not about criticizing yoga. It was me being real with you about my journey and the twists and turns that led me to where I am today. The responses were like a mixed bag. It was from incredible support to some very unexpected negativity. I'm not coming from a lens of trashing or criticizing others. This was me being open and sharing, which I do not ever do hardly at all. I was being brave enough and strong enough to open up about my truth and what I really got curious about. I got really super curious. So I dove in, and if you know me, I get to the root of it. I go deep. I become completely obsessed with it if I want to know about it. I don't take anyone's word for it. I get curious and I do my own research and discovery. That way I know that no stone is left unturned. And in those moments when it felt like criticism was just pouring down on me, I found comfort in something very special to me, His Word. Hey there, fabulous listeners. We've got some exciting news to share. If you're all about embracing style and that happy feeling in the second half of life, you don't want to miss out on the fabulous finds at GlitterU's new online e-commerce shop, GlitterU.shop. That's GlitterU.shop. Picture this. Feathered workout tees that are as light as the breeze and as stylish as you are. You can make it however you wish, perfect for those energizing workouts or just lounging in style. And guess what? We've got a game changer for your workout wardrobe. The 18 karat gold plated Tome Babe official workout choker. It's not just an accessory. It's super, super light. It's gorgeous. It's a statement of empowerment. GlitterU.shop is your go-to destination for all things style and happy feelings in the second half of life. We believe in embracing the beauty of every moment and feeling fantastic while you're doing it. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to GlitterU.shop now and treat yourself to these fabulous finds because you deserve to sparkle in every chapter of life. GlitterU.shop. Where style meets happiness. So I found comfort in something super special to me, His Word. It's like a comforting friend when things get really tough. And after chatting with my friend and my Bible coach, Amy, it was like finding a guiding light in the midst of complete judgment. This experience got me thinking about the sisterhood, about women supporting women. We say we're all for it, but sometimes when someone takes a different path, it gets a little bit wobbly. It's like we forget that we're all on our own unique journeys. So let's rewind the clock back to February the 12th of 2012. Back then, I made a seemingly small but life-changing choice. I kicked Diet Cokes to the curb. And if you know me, if you knew me, I woke up to a Diet Coke every single morning. It was my caffeine fix. It was my coffee. It was my get up and go. I literally woke up with a headache and would have to have a Diet Coke. But for me, it was a pivotal moment, like stepping into a new chapter of reclaiming my health. After doing a deep dive again back in 2012, and I've had numerous pivotal moments like this in my life. One of them was actually with Cameron, my second born. He was born with pyloric stenosis. I'm not going to get into that. And then also my first son, he was born with apnea. So he was on a monitor for 6 months of his life. But anyway, these are personal things. But in those moments, what did I do? I freaking dove in. I am like Sherlock Holmes. Like if there is something that sparks my interest and I want to get to the root cause of it, I am all in. And like, don't get in my way because like blinders on, I'm going to find out every single thing that I can find out about it. So back in 2012, I kicked the Diet Cokes to the curb and I was stepping into reclaiming my health. I found myself forgetting things. Now, granted, in 2012, I was a lot younger than I am now, for sure. And my memory was just not serving me. And I found out there was something called aspartame and I did a deep dive on it. It was in my Diet Cokes. And I found I knew at that time, like in that moment, that I had to get rid of it. So I made a decision. I didn't like not feel the withdrawals. I didn't like not go through it. For me, and everyone handles their quitting of whatever, something that's toxic in your life that you decide you're no longer going to play that game or be a part of it. Some people, you know, may not be able to just make a decision or feel like they have the willpower, whatever it is you dig for. But again, through His Word, I find strength. And with the armor of freaking God, I knew I had to make a decision. So I stopped. Fast forward to 2017, and I decided to part ways with alcohol. Now, this wasn't a judgment on anyone who enjoys a good drink. It was just me deciding the kind of story that I wanted, the story that I wanted for my life, the story that I wanted my kids to witness. I wanted to take charge of my own actions. And that journey for me in 2017, it was September the 14th, 2017. These are pivotal moments in my life. I remember those dates like to the minute that I made the decision. And when I make a decision, obviously, I stand for what I decide. I don't let myself down. I stand in that. And again, this is about me. I'm just sharing with you because I want you to know that you do have more power over the things that you're doing in your life if you really dial in and start to get curious, to do an assessment on the things that are serving you. But there's even more to this journey that I'm sharing today. In the whirlwind of the, I guess it was the 2020 lockdown, because it was a time for self-discovery. Like, I can either sit in this moment and become maybe not the not-so-great version of myself, or I can find myself digging into the world of uncovery and who do I want to be. And maybe God is slowing down things for everybody to see Him, to find Him, to seek Him. Now, during this time, I decided to do a deep dive on yoga. I was doing some online trainings, right? I developed toneandten.com so that we as women had a place to work out, a place to see each other, a place to come together in this, what happened with online space, right? We couldn't go to public places anymore. The gyms were closed. Looking back, like, is that crazy? Well, how did we even stand for that, you guys? Like, we just listened. Ugh, it's crazy. It's really crazy to me. But during this time, I did a deep dive into a few things. One of them was yoga. And I know that yoga is a sanctuary for many. And I mean, for me too, I wouldn't practice yoga to the extent of the sun salutations and I just didn't dive into it. I just thought of yoga as a form of stretching and exercising, simply. But this exploration took me on a bit of a detour. I started questioning all the things, like burning sage. Yes, I used to burn sage in my house, and I didn't really know why I was doing it other than I thought I was doing it to cleanse my home. Cleanse it of what? I guess I thought it was evil spirits. But again, I was just taking people's word for it, right? Burning sage does have symbolism, and it is tied to certain practices. Did I know this? No. I just burnt sage, and my kids would be like, "Mom, that really stinks. What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm just getting rid of all the yucky mojo. Like, I'm doing a cleanse." But his word, as my compass, I uncovered deeper spiritual insights. So the Bible, often seen as a historical document, right? It became a guiding force for navigating a spiritual landscape. And this isn't about judging any practices. It's about understanding the nuances of our choices and the ripples that it can or they can create. So sharing these personal stories isn't about pushing my beliefs onto you. It's simply an invitation to wander through the maze of being, you know, your own individual and embracing the beautiful diversity of narratives that make up the grand tapestry of humanity. So in the orchestra of life, our choices are the melodies that define us. It's totally okay to be different. It's totally okay to dance to your own rhythm. And to stand tall, even when the world seems determined to dim your light. Be bright, my friend. Be bright. Be brave. Be bold. As we wind up this episode, I want to give a massive thank you for joining me on this journey of vulnerability, courage, and the celebration of individuality. Be brave in your choices. Be bold in your convictions. And let your unique light shine as bright as you were meant to shine. Until our paths cross again on the hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, I wish you a journey filled with compassion, understanding, and the unwavering courage to be authentically you. Take care, my beautiful souls, and remember to support one another without judgment. Imagine a world where we lift each other up, celebrate our differences, and truly live the lives we want. That's the dream that I'm sending your way. I'll talk to you next time. Bye, you guys.
Hey, friend. Thank you so much for listening to Heather's Get Unstuck podcast. Her goal is to help as many women as possible, and if this episode helped you in any way, you can directly impact Heather's efforts by simply sharing a screenshot of this to your social media or team. Also, if you're looking for additional support, feel free to find Heather on Instagram at GlitterU, her website at www.glitteru.com, and or join the free Get Unstuck community Facebook group.